from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, Zach Jones along with you tonight for an extended nightcap tonight as we get ready for the NFL schedule release that's going to be coming up at 8 o'clock over on NFL Network. However, as I think a lot of people do know, it does get leaked most of the day, even before that as well. And I do want to remind you, before we get started, coverage of the 2023 NFL schedule release on WGR is brought to you by Upstate Honda Dealers. To see the exciting all-new Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda Dealers today. I am not alone, though, today. Frank Arcuri has been generous enough to come in tonight to hang out with me for probably the next 2 hours or so as we get ready to, you know, learn some games. Where am I going for a road trip, you know?
That's how you know it's a great day.
Yeah, you just
when
like,
I'm here,
you're like, I'm just gonna come in. Yeah. I put up to you and TJ and like a quick group text, and like 30 seconds didn't go by, and you're like, I got it, I'm in.
Well, you were lucky because I was at the gym at the time working out, and I was taking a break, so I had my phone on. I was just looking through Twitter when I see your text. I'm like, oh.
I got to answer.
It's right there.
Got to answer it.
Yep. Not going to ignore you.
Also love that TJ never got back to me.
Like, he never texted back.
He's like,
yeah.
Frank's got it. We're good. But so we got a fun night ahead of us. It's been a little bit. Kind of, I don't want to say hectic, but it's always a little crazy when the schedule is getting released because you will see a ton of different rumors going around as to, you know, who's correct, who's not. We do know two games up to this point that have been officially announced. That is, of course, week one, the Bills will be in MetLife Stadium against the New York Jets. That's Aaron Rodgers' debut with the Jets. And that is also on the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. I think it's a fantastic matchup to open up the season for the Bills. And as a Bills fan, and many of us are, we get the entire week to kind of just watch football, hang out, wait for our game. I know some people get a little antsy about it. I definitely have been one to be that way. But now I'm a fan of the league along with being a Bills fan. I'm going to love just kind of I get to watch that Thursday night game to open up the season with Kansas City and Detroit.
Yeah, how about Detroit getting
baby.
The first game of the
baby.
Year?
I want to dive into that. I love it. I absolutely love it. You know why?
I mean, they're going to be this. They're going to be a big, sexy pick going
they
into
are.
The year with how exciting they were last
That's
season
the
and
thing.
The year. But then, you know, they have the draft, and you mm-hmm. saw, you know, okay, they made maybe questionable choices. Yeah, we all hated it. And we're like, are the Lions as good as we thought they could be? Mm-hmm. Or we don't know. But they still get the first game of the year.
I think you're right, though. They're definitely going to be a sexy pick as the year goes on. I think they won seven of their last games in a row.
It was like 7 of 8, I think.
Something like that. I mean, they knock Aaron Rodgers out of the playoffs. I mean, like, that was a big thing. And honestly, like, I look at the Lions, and I've seen some people kind of compare them like to the 2018 Cleveland Browns, where like everybody was high on them. They just got Baker Mayfield. He just had his great rookie year. They get Odell Beckham Jr. And like, there's this whole like gravitas around them. I wouldn't say the Lions are that like specifically. I can understand the, is there really this like warranted hype? But there's something about the Lions. They score points. They're exciting to watch. They're that team last year, especially, even though they went 9-8, they were not this great team, but they were never a team you sat there and went, oh, we whooped them, that was easy. It was always, you grinded out, you absolutely hated your afternoon, and everyone else in the NFL was like, that was a fun game to watch. Like, I dig that just for that point. My big reason, though, and I think a lot of us got lost in it because the Bills were the week one matchup last year. It doesn't have to be a great game. Like, it doesn't have to be a great matchup. We're all going to watch. And the NFL, I think a big part of it is not going to want to waste some of their best matchups right away when they know everybody's going to be watching. I mean, like, so for me, it doesn't need to be this grand game like Cincinnati versus Kansas City or Buffalo versus Kansas City. Like, it doesn't need to be that. And honestly, the worst thing I think is imaginable is a Super Bowl rematch. I think that's terrible. I think just take a random team, let it ride. Let it ride.
The funny thing is I saw someone today say that the first game of the year should always be a Super Bowl rematch.
I can't get behind it. I can't at all.
I don't care for it just because it's also like I know they added on the extra game of the week seven with the 17th game, so you could do it theoretically. Yep. But it's like if they're not scheduled to play each other that season, you can't just force it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you're not gonna be able to just force
it. Then against the NFL, they could force it if they really wanted to.
They really wanted to. They'd be like, no, you have to play in a rematch. No,
but I think they do need to make sure that it's a good matchup because it's the first game of the year and you have to start off on the right foot. You know, last year they thought that was going to be the case. It was the defending champs versus one of the most hyped teams going into the year in the Bills.
Oh man, I felt, you know what? A week before that game, I really felt bad for the Rams because the vibes for the Rams were just not there. There was a lot of retirement talks for much of the offseason with core members. They didn't really improve that much. And everyone
couldn't.
Yeah, they couldn't. They had no draft picks, no real cap space. Mm-hmm. And the Bills were coming off this amazing divisional playoff game, add Von Miller, and they were the presumptive Super Bowl champs were coming in terms of being betting favorites, and it looked like that. It looked like a team that had played a lot of football and never improved versus a team that lost in a really, really iconic game but was pissed off and you know, asserted themselves against the Rams. And I am somebody, though, too. I think a lot of it should be a celebration of the team the prior year.
Yep.
And while I don't want to give them a walkover opponent, it's why as high as I am on Justin Fields, I would have not had Chicago be the opening night. You're asking Kansas City to blow them up by 20, and we all check out by halftime.
Yep. Yeah. No. It still has to be like a hype team. Yeah. You know.
But
like the Bears aren't there yet.
They're not there yet. I think they can get there by mid-year.
Yeah,
but that's the thing but Detroit's coming in with the hey, they were kind of fun last year.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're one of the only teams that gave Philly a game in the regular season. I mean, that was a week one, and that score was what, like 40.
I'm gonna pull up the.
They both
scored
like
Lions
40
schedule.
Points. I'm pretty sure in that game. So and it was like
it was definitely
game.
A barn burner. I mean, you also had like kind of the resurgence of Jared Goff. He had a very very good year last year, and of course, there's always this talk of are we finally going to get like a good Detroit Lions team? Like that's been how long since we've like can sit here and say like, hey, Detroit's like a perennial, like they should be in the playoffs. They should win a game. They only have won one playoff game in 50 something years.
I know, it's crazy.
1991.
Yeah.
I believe that's the Dallas Cowboys, I think. And then they got whooped by Washington. That one I know for sure. They got destroyed by Washington. But and then real quick, the other Bills game that we do know is week 5 in London against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, though, will be staying in London an extra week. They also play week 4 against Atlanta.
Oh, man.
I'm eh about that. It doesn't really bother me as much as I think a lot of other people. I more feel bad for the Lions, who, like, that's not their home field. Like, they're still traveling. They're still now on the road. They're not really at home. Like, if you look around those London games, it's a bunch of English fans or American fans coming over, but it's like a hodgepodge of jerseys, and it doesn't look great, like in terms of like a home atmosphere, just an overall atmosphere.
I did hear something that, okay, so we're going to have the London Games. We're going to have, I think there's, what, two games in Germany, too?
Two games in Germany, yep.
Yeah. I heard that the NFL's looking to go to France as well.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine they're going to try to go to every big city in Europe.
Yeah.
I think absolutely. Like, they went to Frankfurt. I'm surprised it's not like a Munich or Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, London makes sense. London's one of the biggest cities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're absolutely going to get to a point where, like, they are
they're
going to
have a game in Paris.
Oh, yeah. I think Paris, I think they're absolutely going to try to have a game in maybe Spain, maybe Italy. That might be a little bit tougher just because of how the stadiums are.
Yeah,
but they're definitely going to try to like monopolize most of Europe and get a game like in those cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, London now is every year. I think Germany's becoming almost every year. Mm-hmm. They're in Mexico City. That's mm-hmm. in South America or Central America, but
yeah.
You know, they're going international. We had a caller earlier this week that talked about could like not necessarily the Toronto series start up again, but could we have games
a game in Canada?
In Canada again.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, like absolutely.
They absolutely could.
Absolutely. And I
would imagine there would be a game in like Brazil too.
Oh, I would love that.
No.
Sao Paulo, that'd be awesome. That'd be sweet.
Rio.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. You know, it's never a game I particularly want to go to. Like, if I go to Europe, I'm going to, like, go sightsee and stuff like that. Like, that's me, but I'm a history junkie. Like, I'm not going to go to see an American football game. I'm just not. That's not me. But I know a lot of people, like, if they do European trips, like, that's going to be a big portion or a big mm-hmm. part of it for them, and that's awesome. Like, that is one of the coolest things in the world, especially, like, if that's your thing, going to see your favorite team play in Germany or England, like, that's sweet. That
yeah,
is so cool.
Because you never know. That could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely. I do feel bad, though, for the Bills. The last time they played in London was in 2015.
Oh.
Also against the Jaguars.
Yeah.
They have not played a different team there, and the Jaguars have kind of made it their second home, like the Bills used to in Toronto when there mm-hmm. was talks of us being relocated. So, you know. If they get
kind of makes it, it kind of makes it seem like at some point, you know, that that NFL Europe League might make a comeback.
Oh, let's do it. If Jacksonville gets moved, though, you have to say Jaguars how they say it overseas. Jaguars.
Jaguars.
They have to stay the London Jaguars, but that's how you have to say it.
Yeah.
We cannot Americanize it. It has to be English. It has to. That's the only way I'll allow it. But I just, you know, at least with, like, the schedule release and stuff like that, like, I think a big thing for me now is I want to just see, like, how many primetime games the Bills have.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's been going around, we both have a league schedule that's kind of been going around, making the rounds. It's not official, but it's kind of, like, the best guess we kind of have here. A lot of 425 games, late in the season especially. And how do you feel about that? Like, we have, obviously, being an East Coast team, we really don't have a ton of 425 games.
No, it's definitely interesting. Even like the last couple of years, it's always been, they're always 1 o'clock games, or it's prime time. You usually never get the 425 games unless they're on the West Coast, really. I mean, I like it more in a way where my day doesn't start with the Bills. I could wake up, you know, whenever. I could wake up at one. I could wake up at one if I wanted to, and I could just sit in bed and watch a random game, whatever game is on.
Say, we're gonna have differencing here because I get up at like 7:30 on a Sunday and I'm just like, cool,
you
when's
also
the game? When's the game?
You also work.
Oh, this
the
is
game.
This is before that though. This is before that. I was somebody that would just get up at like, cause I'm a morning person.
I'm not a morning
and
person.
I would just sit there like 7:30 going, I've got forever till the game starts. And now with a lot of these 425s, especially later in the season when, like, you know, it gets darker
mm-hmm.
early, it's gonna be like, this is definitely a night game. This is absolutely a night game.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm fine with that. It's whatever. Honestly, my whole thing is none of this matters to me. Only because what's the mindset going into the season?
I mean, that's fair. I mean, for a lot of us, I think the vibes were down a bit after the loss to Cincinnati,
yeah.
And really just how the end of the season felt. I, for one, though, especially after the draft, I have the hype for me has risen to where now I'm back in, like, it's them, Cincinnati, Kansas City. They're the cream of the crop of the AFC.
Oh, I still believe that. I'm giving them more tough love.
Well, that's fair.
Because they kind of deserve it.
There's always got to be that parent. I get
you,
that.
You
that's
need
fine.
It.
You do. I am much more of like the loving, like, I'm the pushover dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly who I am. But like, I look at their schedule.
I'm that way with the Sabres.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. Very much so. But I look at the schedule, and namely their week one opponent. At mm-hmm. MetLife Stadium, they're taking on Aaron Rodgers in mm-hmm. his Jets debut. 22nd anniversary of 9/11 as well. So there's going to be that, you know, sort of emotional, you know, gravitas around the game as well, because while like the stadium is in New Jersey, they are the New York Jets, the whole thing. And I love that matchup. I love that matchup because, you know what, for years, though, I always imagined like the Dolphins and Jets is like the Bills opener, whether it's at home or away, it's their week one matchup. And now for it to be like, oh, but it's like a Monday Night Football game and it's like a huge game in the AFC. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all in. I'm not the biggest believer in the Jets this year. I like them, but Aaron Rodgers to me, he's a flight risk in terms of just how long is he really going to care. And that's where I'm having issues. I think regardless of how this year goes, I think he's a 1 year wonder. I think that's it. I mean, that's all they get him for.
We'll see about that. But you know, we just mentioned the Lions being the most hyped team in the league. I think they're the most hyped team in the NFC. I think the Jets are the most hyped team in the AFC going into the season. Mm-hmm. So I do actually think that makes perfect sense for a matchup. One of the best teams in the conference in the Bills taking on one of the most hyped teams in the conference, in the Jets, and they're division rivals too, even better. And it's the debut of an MVP quarterback on a new team. And
I think most betting sites have the Jets as the second favorite to win the AFC East too. So it's one of those where, like, you know, a winner of this is going to have not necessarily the driver's seat, but like it's going to be kind of on the run here. We do have a little bit more of rumors and potential stuff coming in. We're talking about the Jets. 5 primetime games they're reportedly getting. Week 1, of course, Bills, Monday Night Football. Week 4 against the Chiefs, Sunday Night Football. Chargers, Monday Night Football. Raiders, Sunday Night Football. And Browns, Thursday Night Football. I mean, you talk about the most hyped team in football. I mean, that right there, boom. I mean, 5 primetime games. You better hope Aaron Rodgers hits. Because I even like a lot of those matchups. The first 3 matchups are spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Bills, Chiefs, Chargers. Raiders, I hate Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Kyle Shanahan pretty much made that man money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
And that Jimmy Garoppolo should send him a Christmas card every single year. If he's not, I will. And then Browns, I don't know where I'm at with the Browns. I don't like Deshaun Watson. As a player, I think he can be electric. Mm-hmm. The person, everything surrounding him, I'm not a fan of. And the Browns have kind of taken on that aura, like, for me as like a whole. I don't like the ownership. I don't like Kevin Stefanski as a head coach.
He used to like him.
Yeah, and now it's just like, now, like, it's coming out a lot with, like, how his style of offense, Stephon Diggs, was one of his wide receivers in Minnesota when he was the offensive coordinator, and they just hated throwing the ball to the point where Stephon Diggs wanted out, and Minnesota seemed more than happy to get rid of him. But it's just the Browns, like, they're not this warm and fuzzy team like they used to be, where, like, they were kind of the lovable losers, they were the sadness factory, and, like, you kind of wanted to see them, like 2019, you kind of wanted to see them improve. You wanted to see them get good.
And they did.
They
made the play. They made the playoffs, and then they beat the Steelers.
And funny enough, though,
and
like,
they gave the Chiefs a great game.
Don't even remind me about that. That is so... I knew at the time that was like, I'm like, I'm going to hate Baker Mayfield for the rest of my life because he couldn't beat a backup quarterback in Matt Moore to win that game. And then 13 seconds is the next
week.
Was
it Matt Moore?
I think it was Matt Moore. No.
Chad Henne.
Henne. I know Chad Henne only really for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
He is the Miami Dolphins to me.
And the funny thing is, when I think of Matt Moore, I think of him on the Dolphins when he took that hit against the Steelers in the playoffs.
They both were on the Dolphins.
That's awesome.
But, you know, there's a number of teams I'm interested, though, this year in terms of their schedules. Like, because I said it at the top of the show as well, like, I'm an NFL fan, not just a Bills fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Detroit has been one of those teams. Like, how many primetime games are they going to get? We now know at least one, that Thursday night game, and, of course, Thanksgiving they have every single year.
Yep.
But then, like, you look around the rest of the NFC, like, who else is getting primetime games in the NFC? Eagles, yes.
Eagles, definitely.
San Francisco, yes.
Dallas,
absolutely. And after that, it's like, who's good? Who does everyone think is good? Seattle, maybe. Geno Smith had a great year. Loved their draft class from last season. They're going to be a year older.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chicago could be a very, very fun team this year with Justin Fields. They get DJ Moore. But they still just had the number one overall pick last year, and they didn't that improve. Like, they're not this, like, worst of first story, I don't think. Green Bay, I heard there was rumors they're maybe getting 5 games. The Packers themselves are really out and out preaching patience for Jordan Love. So, I mean, how good's that team going to be? Minnesota?
I do wonder about Carolina.
Carolina seems to me...
With Bryce Young.
I was going to say, with Bryce Young, that seems a real easy... No, number one, Bryce Young, he's not the generational talent like a Trevor Lawrence or an Andrew Luck, but he's a guy that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Everyone knew coming into this draft class, Alabama quarterback, won the Heisman, and really, if you're an Alabama quarterback at this point, you've been on TV so much, everyone knows you.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Carolina with Frank Reich, really maybe like the most notable coach in this offseason of coaching carousel. I think Carolina could get a few primetime games early on. I absolutely think so. I wonder if they're going to push it late.
I think their first game, their first home game is a primetime game, actually.
Oh, that'd be good.
I think that was a rumor I saw earlier today.
I would like that. That's good. I wonder, though. I mean, like, I don't know. The NFC South now feels like the AFC South, where, like, I would just... Like, if they have a primetime game, I would just push them to Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
That absolute monstrosity.
Oh,
make
my
it
God.
Color rush. Make it, like, just the bright blue Carolina Panthers versus, like, the golden New Orleans Saints. Like, that's Thursday Night Football right there, baby. But, like, that's, like, outside of Derek Carr, like...
And the score is going to be, like, 10-7.
Oh, and you're going to love every second. You're going to watch every second because of fantasy implications and or you're a monster that just cannot turn football off, which most of us are. Yeah, most of us are. And, like, that's my thing is, like, the AFC South is still bad this year. Like, it's just Jacksonville. I've gone on air a few times and, like, I think Jacksonville could really compete for the one seed this year solely for the fact that there's no one else in their division that's good enough. Like, they're already a good team. The AFC South is terrible. Mm-hmm. I think that should be six easy wins, and they can just pick and prod the next few just to get, you know, to 12 wins. Six more wins are at 12.
Mm-hmm.
They're competing for that one seed. The NFC South, though, I just hate it, on principle. Derek Carr, I think, is a fun story. I don't really know how good of a quarterback he actually is. Bryce Young's a rookie. Yes, the number one overall pick, but still a rookie.
Still a rookie. Still a weak offense around him.
Desmond Ridder, stop it.
Ugh.
Baker Mayfield.
We just don't know.
That's a fun story, but we'll see.
And then he's still going to have the weapons, but Evans and Godwin are going to be a year older now. You know, it's not like Bruce Arians is there to be the coach. And then you go back to New Orleans. Like, at the very least, they have exciting weapons and, you know, Chris Olave.
Chris Olave, absolutely.
I love him as well. And so... Him with Derek Carr could be something.
That whole division just feels like,
but man,
Thursday Night Football, baby. Just never
look. Whoever wins that division's winning it with 8 wins.
Oh, 8-9.
8-9, baby.
That's the new 7-9. We won the division.
Yep.
You better fear us. And everyone's like, how dare you do that?
How dare you be under 500 in a division winner?
I hate that every year. Every year there's that one team that, like, you're just sitting there going, how did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Who did you pay off to do this? And I root for them, but I root for them, like, in, like, this sort of, like, dark way.
If it's a fun team, it's fine.
If it's a fun team, it's fine, but, like, it never is.
If you're a bad, it never is, but if you're, like, an actual bad team. Like Tampa last year.
Yep.
They were just bad.
But they had Tom Brady, so you kind of
had Tom Brady.
So you're in your head, you're like, I mean, are they going to make a run here? Is that going to happen?
Yeah, you always have that thought.
I remember the Beastquake Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
With Marshawn Lynch, and I think that was like his first year with them, where he just out of nowhere, you're like, oh my gosh, like
that was exciting.
And they beat the
because that was a young team at the time.
There was a young team, and they beat New Orleans Saints, who had won the Super Bowl the year prior in the wild card round. It was like, okay, that's fun. Like, that's kind of like the surprise upset. And honestly, you know, truthfully, like, that's kind of what you're hoping for in hockey. Like, you see that all the time. You kind of hope for it there. We got it this year, you know, Tampa and Colorado out in round one. That was a lot of fun. Now it's kind of, I mean, what is it? Like, we're bound
got
to get
Florida.
I was going to say, we're bound like to get a cup champion that hasn't at least won the cup since like 2005 or something like that, 2006. I think that's the stat I saw.
Yeah, it was like three of them haven't won before.
Like, that's beautiful.
And then the earliest team, the last team out of the rest to win a cup, I think was Carolina in 06.
Oh,
just crazy.
That's good. I'm excited.
It's good. I do love it.
Well,
I was going to say,
we're both waiting for the NFL Network show at 8 o'clock to announce the schedule, and we both got New Jersey, Carolina on our TVs.
Yeah.
Jack Hughes is playing, by the way, for New Jersey. It is 0-0 right now with about 12-10 left in the first. You know, I just with the schedule, though, I want to know the primetime games. And I you know what's big for me, too? The bye week. I really want to know what the bye week is
because
I hate
very
the early bye.
Yep.
I hate the early bye. I know the NFL teams do as well. There was a rumor around going today that it's going to be week 13 for the Bills. That would be awesome.
That's not bad.
I think the rumor is Eagles away, bye week, Chiefs away, and I'm like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to play both those teams, but I'm like, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
McDermott is great out of the bye. This team has been great out of the bye traditionally. The Chiefs are too. I think they're also probably going to have a bye, but you know what? For the NFL to be able to milk that for as long as they can, you know, I completely understand why, and I really, really like the idea that they can do that. Some of the other teams, though, I'm kind of interested, you know, primetime game-wise, is we saw Andrew Filippone, who used to work here, he now works over in Pittsburgh, and he pointed out the Steelers' schedule, and they had four primetime games in their rumored schedule that they could be having. And, you know, Frank, I don't know about you, but I despise Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. Like, there's nothing fun there for me. It is all bad. He threw, I think, seven touchdown passes last year in his rookie year. And I don't get the love affair I think some people have with the Steelers. But here, the schedule he tweeted out has Cleveland Monday Night Football Week 2, Week 3 at Las Vegas Sunday Night Football, Tennessee Titans Thursday Night Football,
ugh,
and then New England Thursday Night Football as well.
Ugh.
And I'm just like,
well, that's how the NFL feels about them. They're giving them two Thursday night games.
But even like their Monday and Sunday night football, I'm like that's not okay.
No,
you get Cleveland, who I've kind of made mention. I can't grab onto them. I can't really like them. There's nothing really there for me. And at Las Vegas, like Las Vegas, Pittsburgh is like, I mean, Raiders, Pittsburgh, like that's a fun rivalry. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, but and then it's the allure of being in Vegas.
Exactly, too. It's the allure of being in Vegas. I like that's the thing. Like this. The Raiders, regardless of how bad they are going to have a number of primetime games every single year just for the sheer fact it's Las Vegas. And, like, you'll get road fans there. You can really make a big deal out of the game regardless of how it actually will be. But just, I mean, there's no good primetime games there.
No.
Like, two of their Thursday night games I don't want to watch, just flat out. Tennessee versus Pittsburgh,
ugh,
that feels like I've done something wrong and I'm being punished.
And
I don't know what I did.
That feels like we're watching Jacksonville and Houston. Back when both teams, it's like week eight and both teams have one win.
But I love to hate watch that. Like, I loved hate watching that. Give me Blake Bortles versus whoever Houston's quarterback was. I was in.
Blake Bortles, Frank, versus Tom Case Savage.
Tom Savage. There we go. I was in. I was like, this is what I'm talking about. This is the NFL that is the king of sports. Like, this is what I need. Is that, you know, 15 million of us are going to sit down to watch Tom Savage versus Blake Bortles,
yeah,
and let's see who gets the two wins first, and we're in week nine.
Ugh.
But, like, this is going to be Kenny Pickett, and let's go to Tennessee, so it's week nine.
Maybe, it could be. Well, you know what? It could be Will Levis by then.
Could be Will Levis. I don't know if Pittsburgh's defense is necessarily the team you'll want to start a rookie quarterback in first, but also, we'll see how Levis does in camp. I mean, he could win the starting job outright.
He could.
We'll see how that goes. I would move off from Ryan Tannehill as fast as I could, even if it's just the idea of, well, you know what? We'll find out if Will Levis is bad, and if he's bad, we'll be bad, and then we can go get a Caleb Williams or a Drake May next year in the draft.
Please.
I think that
I don't want Tennessee to draft a quarterback.
No, it's okay. It's okay, because you know what? Pittsburgh has taken over. Taking over the Tennessee, you know, they're as boring as dirt team. They have absolutely gracefully taken that over. And I love Tomlin. I also like Vrabel's as a head coach. That's part of the problem. You don't even have a bad coach. You're just flat out boring because you're just good enough to scrape by 17.
The only saving grace, and it would have been a saving grace that Tennessee had, was that when they had AJ Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh does have George Pickens, I do like him a lot.
Pickens is really, really good. I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah.
I'm a very, very big fan of him.
Yeah, they do mirror each other. And now that you think about it.
I'm telling you, dude.
Now that you think about it, yeah, they do. Oh my God.
It's vile, and I hate it, and I can't wait to see it.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick timeout here. And a reminder, coverage of the 2023 NFL schedule release is brought to you by Upstate Honda Dealers. To see the exciting all-new Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda Dealers today. Quick time out here. Zach Jones, Frank Arcuri. We are waiting for the 2023 NFL schedule release on WGR. It'll be on the NFL Network. That's coming up at 8. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back into the Nightcap here on WGR. Zach Jones along with you. Frank Arcuri hanging out on the board. We're getting ready for the 2023 schedule release. That's going to be happening over on NFL Network at 8 p.m., although we'll also get tweets from the teams as well, because I've got the hockey game on now. I'm not going to go over to the NFL Network show. I'm not going to lie to you, Frank. I'm not doing it. I thought I was going to do it. I'm not going
to
do it.
There is no reason to do it. We have Twitter.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I have Twitter. I'm really only looking for the Bills. I'm going to go to the Bills.
Right. It's exactly.
I feel bad. Love Rich Eisen, but, you know.
I do too.
But, like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be forced to do it.
There's no reason. We're just going to. I have TweetDeck up right now.
Ready
My Twitter's
roll.
Logged in. Just as soon as it comes in, bam.
We're ready to go.
We're good to go. The only thing I would be interested in with the schedule release is which teams are going to knock it out of the park with some, like, video for it. Remember, like, the Chargers last year.
Did you see what the Chargers did today to comparing teams to Pop-Tarts?
Oh, no. I didn't see that. I'll
pull it up.
It's
not a video. It's just a Twitter thread. I'll pull it up because some of these names, their admin is just out of pocket consistently. All right, here we go. Here is our 2023 opponents, Pop-Tarts as a threat. This is for the Chargers. The Bills, a Pop-Tart dipped in ranch.
Ugh.
The Bears, Chicago deep dish style pizza, Pop-Tart flavor. The Cowboys, cowboy style denim.
I got it up too.
Oh my gosh. It like the Chargers are just having a blast. Denver, cream of corn Pop-Tarts.
Oh my God.
Now my favorite one, I won't go through all of them, but my favorite one is absolutely filthy ashtray, which is the Raiders.
Yep.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
They're just like, we're just going to absolutely attack everybody. Like, don't worry. Like, we're just going to attack them. And I'm all about it.
Oh my God, the Vikings one.
Isn't that just like ground beef between two Pop-Tarts?
That is so random.
Like, it's just so weird. Like, whoever their admin is just sitting there.
Deserves
and
a raise.
And it's just an evil genius.
He deserves so much. Like, or she deserves so much of a raise.
And you know for a fact, though, their boss really doesn't trust them, but is like, you can do that this year. And then, like, they just kind of, like, wait to see if, like, people are, like, upset. And the person just kind of sits back, sunglasses on, and is like, I know what the people want. Every year. And it's always just surprising.
I got this.
I love it. But you're right, though. Like, there's going to be some teams out there who have been preparing all day to, like, just tweet out some absolute nonsense
mm-hmm.
for their schedule release, and that's where I'm just like...
That's where the whole schedule release being a holiday thing kind of makes it fun.
Well, yeah, because, like, teams are just like, we're going to have...
We're just going to be stupid about it.
...as much fun as we can.
Yeah.
And I can get behind that, absolutely.
I'm 100% behind that part.
Yeah. I can absolutely get behind that, all for it. But I just... Like, I need to know when the bye is, and I need mm-hmm. I need to know for sure, Frank, that we're not playing on holidays. I need to know that.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with the Thanksgiving window. That includes Black Friday, and I want nothing to do with Christmas.
Yeah. Right now, the rumor I saw about that is the Bills are going to play the Eagles on the 26th, which is Sunday.
Well, that's fine. That's
fine.
That's normal. That's normal.
Yeah.
That's everyone else is playing on Sunday. That's fine. I can work with that. That is okay. But, like, I am so against, like, playing in holidays again. I'm like, and you know what, though? This is also the evolution of Bills fans, or at least me specifically. But, like, when the Bills got that first Thanksgiving game against Dallas.
Yeah.
Out of this world excited.
It was so much fun. It was our first Thanksgiving game forever.
Yep, 2019. There was some hope with the Bills season. I remember when the schedule came out, but like in 2018 they went 6-10. But the year prior they did make the playoffs, and there was like, okay, the Bills have.
It was Allen's second year.
Yep.
They're getting better. They signed Beasley and Brown.
And I remember eating at Qdoba. Do you remember that fast food restaurant, Mexican restaurant?
No.
Okay, it's kind of like, you know, the Chipotle Moe's kind of deal, but like it was in Buffalo for a little while. It left. I remember it was me and my buddy Joe. We were sitting there going through the schedule. I think maybe gotten released like 2 days prior to that. We're mm-hmm. sitting there enjoying our delicious bowls and chips and queso,
mm-hmm.
going through it, and we got to that Thanksgiving game. And I will never forget this because it's exactly how it worked out. Was we're like, well, we'll know if Josh Allen's any good by then, and we'll know if we're any good by then.
Yeah,
like that was our thing. That game could be very painful. Like that's how we were looking at it. Is like that game could be really bad because if you showed up to that Thanksgiving game and let's say I don't know, I'm gonna make up a random record, but like 4-8, like that would have been a horribly painful day because it'd have been you're just there to just get destroyed by Dallas,
mm-hmm.
have fun. Glad you came. Now go
away.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Here's some food.
Exactly. Instead, we have a better record than the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the ones going into that game going, we need a win here just to salvage our season. And the Bills are like, I think 8-2 at that point. I think 7-2 or 8-2 at that point.
Yeah.
Or 8-3. And the play I remember from that day vividly, it is not actually the fumble pickup go for a first down from Josh, which it might be crazy.
Still a great play.
It's still crazy. It's still a great play. I vividly remember Allen standing in the pocket for like 10 seconds, stopping, and then firing a pass to Beasley, and like just everyone being like, so is there just no pass rush today for Dallas? And I was like, this is great. Like, Dallas fans are furious. We're going to win this game. Like, we're fine. And of course, the Bills end up going on to make the playoffs that year and almost win the division from the Patriots with Tom Brady still on it. But you had that game. Then you had New Orleans, the year after
2021,
that.
2021, yeah.
2021, which the only thing I remember from that game, I think it was like Ian Book was playing for New Orleans at quarterback. But it was more, all I remember is Trey White got hurt.
Yeah, that was the game he tore his ACL.
And then the next year, against Detroit, Miller tears his ACL.
Great.
And it's like, cool, I want nothing to do with these holiday games. Not only am I getting to leftovers, I'm not even getting the full meal, I'm getting there for leftovers. I now have seen two of my key defensive players tear their ACLs in consecutive years on said holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That is not very cheerful, and I hate it. I want nothing to do with them now. New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve, I think, is the game. I wanted nothing to do with that either. Not necessarily because I'm a big New Year's guy. I actually really don't care for it. But again, I want nothing to do with holiday games. I don't like them. I enjoy sitting back and watching them. I do not want to stress on said days. Because I found that out. Like, when I was watching those Thanksgiving, New Orleans, I had zero stress. They had a bad quarterback. The Bills, you know, whooped them. The only problem was that Trey White tears his ACL after that game, or during that game, excuse me. But the Dallas game, I was in like a world of hurt the entire time, even when they were winning. Because in my head, and this is how I watched a lot of 2019, was like the progression of Josh Allen. And like, there was a fear constantly that like
it could fall off.
It could fall off. And I, this is going to sound ridiculous, so like, bear with me too, but like, this is also 2019 Zach, not 2023 Zach. I was stressing that Allen up to that point had still not thrown a 300-yard game.
He hadn't.
That he hadn't. And he had never really had like a game where he tore a team apart throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. He had done it running, or a kind of a mix of the two. He'd absolutely done that. But there had yet to be that game where like, just throwing the ball wise, you could sit there and go, oh, that's our franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good at that point. He was good. Like, you felt pretty confident in him. But I still remember leaving that Dallas game going, I mean, man, we still need wide receivers, or like Allen needs to get better at throwing the ball. Like, one of the two, which ultimately it wound up being wide receivers and Allen getting a bit better. But 2021, he exploded onto the scene. But yeah, I vividly remember these holiday games. I mean, like, who they played and stuff like that. But ultimately, I'm like, I'm all holidayed out, which is funny because, you know, back in 2019, like, even when they got the Pittsburgh game, when they got that flexed onto, I think it was Sunday Night Football they got flexed onto in Pittsburgh, you know, playing Duck Hodges and having to read articles about how Duck Hodges is actually a better quarterback than Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Every number says it, even though not a single number said it. And it was just like, oh, man, like, that was a fun game, too, when Renegade came on and Allen hits a deep ball to, oh, who did he throw the deep ball to? I am blanking on who he threw it to.
I do not remember.
I can't remember either.
I hardly remember that game anyway.
Oh.
And it's just like, the only thing I remember, well, the only thing I remember about the game is afterwards, because they had won and they clinched the playoffs.
And they clinched the playoffs, yep. And that was like a, all right, like, we're like, the Bills are a team now.
Yep.
That was the thing for me too. Like, once they beat Pittsburgh, like, that's also the game where I was like, all right, like, McDermott's definitely a good coach. Like we're seemingly set there. And Allen played a pretty darn good game against a good defense. Seems like we're set there. And oh, cool, we're going to the playoffs. Like, I can get used to this now. Like, because I don't know about you, when they did make the playoffs in 2017, I didn't really care about the wild card game. I was just really stoked that like I could say my team had made the playoffs the year prior. Or that made the playoffs that year. Like, outside of that, I did not care about the game. I was like, they're not going to beat Jacksonville. Even if they do, they're not going to do anything this year. Like, this is not like one of those sports where they're going to go on a magical run. Like, the defense wasn't that good. Tyrod was fine, but not great.
Yeah.
But 2019 is when I was like, okay, I'm all in. We have our franchise guy. Let's see what happens.
Well, that was why. It was because you had the franchise quarterback who was in the second year. So you're like, oh, we made the playoffs in the second year. We can only still get better.
Yeah, exactly. I can only see positives here
right,
as long as we keep pushing forward. Oh, man. I need the schedule now. Now I need it. Now, because I want to know the primetime games. I want to know what games like, are going to be
the primetime
big.
Games. And it's like how most fans are. They you know, they want to plan out, you know, when they're going to the games and everything, especially if they have season tickets. They want to know which games they're which home games are at 1 o'clock, you know, and things like that. Which home games are at 4? Which home games are prime time? So they know how to plan out those days.
That's the thing. Some of these
out road trips as well.
Oh, that's a big one for me.
Which is a big one. Which I might be doing because, you know, Louie, Joe's brother.
Yep. Over on Locked On Eagles,
he wants to go to Philly for the Bills Eagles game.
I don't know. My family. I did my first ever Bills road trip this past season. We went to Baltimore. It was a guys' trip. Mm-hmm. It was me, my dad, my brother, my uncle, and my cousin. Mm-hmm. We went, five of us. Great food. Great time. Got to see a great win. Ultimately, that turned out to be because the first half was bad.
It was.
First half was not good.
It was.
And we ended up seeing a pretty good game. And Philadelphia has been broached by the family as like, hey, should we do it? Like, that's the closest one. It's a city we all want to go to. We're a big foodie family, so like, it's also like, hey, we'll get cheesesteaks and other stuff like this. Like, it'll be a fun time. And like, in the back of my head, I'm just like, I don't really want to deal with the Eagles fans. Like, in Baltimore, we got kind of lucky, but I'm also like, I haven't heard like any bad like feelings about Baltimore fans.
Yeah.
Philly fans, like, I only know bad things.
Right.
Like, they're the villains. Like, that's how I know them. Like, they're not – and this is very stereotypical, I know. But, like, everything you hear about Philadelphia Eagles fans is – like, they threw stone balls at Santa.
Yeah.
Like, come on. They cheered when Terrell Owens got hurt. Like, come on. But even then, like, it might be a fun road trip. I mean, just to go see Philadelphia.
It
would be a good one. But, like, that's the thing, too, is, like, you know, people want to know road trips and when that's going to be. Because that's the thing, too. You don't really want to take a road trip in December.
No, you don't.
Like, especially because I think a lot of us too, or at least in my situation, Frank, I think probably yours as well. I'm not flying to these games. Nope. I'm gonna drive. I'm gonna drive to these.
And yeah, like that's where we'd be driving.
Yeah, we'd be driving. Like, I'm not gonna fly. You know, L.A. would be kind of cool, but that game scares me in terms of how expensive it could be. Vegas. Oh, Vegas is one though where I'm like, that's like an afterthought that I'm doing the game. I'm mainly in Las Vegas for that.
I'm not going to Vegas for the game.
Yeah, it's just like an added bonus. It's like, oh, cool. Like, that's there.
Like, if I'm going to Vegas, it's to enjoy Vegas for what it is.
Absolutely.
And then it's like, oh, I'll just go to the game as well. Why not? You know,
have you ever been to Vegas?
I've never.
I have technically gone. I don't count it.
No.
I was 19.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Like, I was just kind of there.
You were just in the city.
Yeah.
You weren't in Vegas.
Oh, see, no, I mean, like, that's the problem. Like, so I went with my then girlfriend and her family. It was a stopping off point to go to Hawaii, and we were in Vegas for like 2 days, and like, we were like on the strip, like, we were staying at the Bellagio, the whole thing, and like,
yeah, but like, you couldn't experience Vegas.
It was me and my girlfriend at the time walking around the casinos and just like seeing the debauchery. Like, we were just like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, you
this is cool.
Yeah, it doesn't count because you were never a part of
no.
it.
No, and then, oh my gosh, trying to set up reservations for like a dinner for me and her was a nightmare. It's like, are you over 21? And you're like, no. And they're like, that's cool, go away.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, thanks, man, thanks. Thanks, guys, it's cool. I just want to eat food. I didn't even want a glass of wine. I just want a steak. Now, you did mention the people are also going to want, you know, like when the 1 o'clock games are, the 4:25 games are. This reported schedule we're getting, or at least potential leak here, a lot of 4:25 games at the end of the season. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, all after 11/13, November 13th. So a lot of the end of the year, 4:25 games here. And how do you feel about that? We've never really been a 4:25 kind of team. I mean, obviously we're on the East Coast. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, it's later in the year too, as you just said. So we're getting closer to actual winter time. So the sun's going down a lot sooner.
Like, those are absolutely night games for us.
Yeah, those are basically borderline night
games. Those are going to be night games. The game's going to be wrapping up at 8:30.
The game will probably be over around 7:30.
Oh, 7:30.
But the sun's going to be down at that point, or just going
down.
Sun's going
to be down by 4:30.
You're going to be seeing the sunset at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Like, I've always, to me, the 4:25 window is quintessential with like one team, Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, when I think of that, I'm like, oh yeah, the Dallas Cowboys are going to play then against somebody, and I'm going to hear, you know, Tony Romo or Troy Aikman talking about them. Like that, you know, that's the 425 window to me. But if the Bills are going to be on that quite a bit as an Eastern or as an East Coast team, like that's kind of interesting. I'm kind of all about that. We'll see how it goes.
Probably, and you'll probably see a lot of the East Coast markets get that game too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That'll be, like, I think the major game. I've heard from a few people talking about how the Bills are no longer, like, a very attractive draw because of the other young quarterbacks that are rising in the NFL. But I'm like, Allen's, like, one of one players in the NFL. Maybe not necessarily, like, he's, like, putting up stats-wise, but in terms of plays you're going to see, Allen's one of one. Mm-hmm. It's him and Mahomes that are going to make these wild plays that you're like, oh, cool. So just those two freaks of nature can do that. Because and I love Joe Burrow. I love Trevor Lawrence. They're not hurdling people.
No.
They're not stiff-arming linebackers. And they're not even really, like, if you look at Mahomes, they're not making these weird angled passes to a tight end. They're just not doing it. And that is huge.
They're not guys who are going to beat you with their legs.
Yeah, no. You know, Lawrence might want to run here or there.
Yeah, they'll have like one or two runs, like, but they're not going to run, you know, six times for 60 yards.
Absolutely not.
They'll run two for like 15 at most, something like that.
But both will be first downs, and
but both will be
cool.
First downs. Yeah, that'll be
kind of cool.
Right, those will be more timely. Allen and Mahomes will do it because they want to. And they can.
And they can.
And they'll be. they know they
can
beat you.
Open grass, and they're like, thank you. I can go.
Thank you.
Oh, going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we're about 10 minutes away from the release of the 2023 NFL schedule. We'll have that for you coming up next. You're listening to The Nightcap. This is WGR. Welcome back to The Nightcap here on WGR. We are patiently awaiting the release of the 2023 NFL schedule, and coverage of the 2023 NFL schedule release on WGR is brought to you by Upstate Honda Dealers. To see the exciting all-new Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda Dealers today. That bump coming back, like, I feel very, like, relaxed now.
Yeah,
I was not prepared for that. I was very relaxed. I was like, all right, I'm just going to let him play this through. And I was like, oh, wait, I got to go talk. I was like, this is a great song.
Setting the vibe.
Oh, Frank, you know me. I'm all about vibes. I'm all about vibes. That's why I drink energy drinks and not coffee. I'm all about the vibes.
What do you think is right next to me?
Oh, I saw that. I saw when you walked in. I was like, oh man, I should do that. Well, we were talking in the break.
I also have a reason. I'm also tired, and I had work, and I have been up since 6 a.m. today because I had to work at 7 a.m.
I was up at 6:30 today.
Yeah,
not for work though. I woke up. We were talking in the break, though. Like, I think tonight might be a late night for me. I've just started the show Succession on HBO, and I'm all in now. I didn't watch it for like 3 days after finishing most of season one, and now I'm like into season two, and I'm all in. Big fan.
I got to start watching TV more.
I'm a big TV connoisseur. That's how I describe myself to most people. Is I work in radio and I'm a TV connoisseur.
Yeah.
And
it's,
food.
It's a good way to put it. I just don't like watch TV in general. Most of my time of my entertainment is just coming from watching YouTube, or I watch like a lot of Twitch as well.
I was gonna get really mad if you said TikTok.
I do watch TikTok, but that's, you know.
But as long as it's not the big thing, then I'm
no, no, no. It's not the big thing.
I can get past that. That's okay. So we're hanging out here. We're waiting for the NFL schedule release. It's coming up in just about 2 or 3 minutes here on the NFL Network. However, me and Frank have talked about it. We're going right to the Bills' Twitter. They're going to release that. But we do have some updates on some other local sports, as the Rochester Americans over in the North Division Finals, game one against the Toronto Marlies. And after the first period, the Amarks lead that game 2-1. We're going to take another quick timeout. On the other side, we'll have the Bills' 2023 NFL schedule along with the rest of the NFL, and we'll have that when we come back. You're listening to The Nightcap. This is WGR. Welcome back to The Nightcap here on WGR. Zach Jones, Frank Arcuri hanging out with you tonight as we get ready for the Bills' 2023 NFL schedule release, and it has happened. Bills tweeted it out. We've got it. We're ready to roll. NFL Network, they're playing their 8 o'clock kind of show. I think it's 2 hours that they're doing. They jump through all the teams. That makes total sense to me. But we do have the Bills' official schedule. And, Frank, you want to run through it? Let's run through it, right? I mean, we should go through
it. All right, let's do it.
I gotta go. I gotta grab it on my phone though, because I can't zoom in on my computer. Give me a second. Oh no, this is so bad. This
I've
is a
got
disaster.
It up. I'm gonna. So you sent me that leak earlier. Let's compare it and make and see how accurate it was.
Oh, okay,
it was probably.
Yeah.
It looks like it's actually pretty accurate.
Perfect. Let's do that. So I'll have the official schedule. You got the leak?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Ready? Week one, Monday Night Football against the Jets.
Yep.
Week two, at home versus the Raiders.
The only thing it has that right. It's official, right? It says Sunday home opener right here. I thought it said something about prime time.
Okay.
But yeah, that's right.
Week three, away versus Washington.
Yes.
Week four, home against the Dolphins.
Yes.
Week five, Jaguars away. That's in London.
That's the London game. Yep.
Week six,
Giants.
Yes.
Yes. That's what it's on here as well.
I'm looking through because they got the verses and ats are very small, so I'm making sure I've actually said them correctly.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. At Jets, that's Monday Night Football. Home against the Raiders.
Yep.
At Washington, home against the Dolphins. Home against the Jaguars. That's London.
That's London.
Home against the Giants, and yep. I think that's going to be Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
Then we have got the Patriots. That is at the Patriots.
At New England. Yep.
Then we've got our Thursday Night Football against Tampa Bay. That's
home.
At home. Sunday Night Football versus the Bengals.
Yep.
That's at Bengals.
Yep.
Then we've got, is that Monday Night Football? That is Monday Night Football against the Denver Broncos. That's
yep.
at home. Then we've just got a 425 game at home versus the Jets.
Yeah.
At the Eagles, 425.
That's not 26. That's the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yep.
And then
the
bye week 13.
Yep.
Then we've got 425 at Chiefs.
Yep.
425 home against Dallas.
Yep.
Peacock, Thursday Night Football against the Chargers. I believe
yep.
that's Thursday Night Football.
Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, that's going to be Saturday. Okay.
Day before Christmas Eve.
And then we've got home Patriots. That's going to be a 1 o'clock game.
That's New Year's Eve.
And then the final game, 2BD. But that is going to be at Miami. And, of course,
yes.
that can be, you know, are they going to be flex Sunday, Saturday, all that fun stuff. So, I mean, there's the schedule. We've got it. We know where we're
yep.
at. And the leak wound up being spot on.
Yep.
Spot on.
Spot on.
Love that. Yeah, you got to like that. You got to like that. We've technically had the Bills schedule for most of today.
We did.
And I'm glad for that. Now, preseason, we do have those games as well. They have one home preseason game. That is going to be Indianapolis week one, and then the next two are on the road at Pittsburgh and at Chicago.
You know what? That Indy preseason game is going to be fun.
Because
we're going to see
Anthony Richardson here.
Yeah.
First preseason game, Anthony Richardson.
He's going to play that game.
That'll be fun. You're right. I actually really like that one. That should be good. I like that a lot, actually. Yeah, I'm all right with this. I like the schedule a lot, actually. You know what, though? I'm a very, very big fan of the bye week in between road games at Philadelphia and at Kansas City. I really, really like that a lot.
Three straight primetime games, too.
Three straight primetime games.
Tampa's interested in that one. That's
interesting.
But I mean, they have what is it on here? Six. Right.
That would be six.
Six so. Primetime games.
Now, does the London game count as a primetime game?
I don't
think it does. I think there has to be like the certain like timeline that it counts as a primetime game.
No, but even without that, they have six.
Yeah. So you got the Jets week one.
Jets week one, Giants,
Tampa.
Because that's Sunday night. Tampa Thursday night.
Cincinnati.
Cincy Sunday night. Denver Monday night.
And then Chargers
Saturday night.
Man.
And then that Miami game could be a primetime one as
Miami
well.
Miami could be a primetime one as well. And, I mean, if you thought the Bills were boring or that people really didn't like them anymore, I mean, like, you know, six primetime games right there, plus a London
mm-hmm.
game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, London, they had to get. That's not really necessarily their choice, but they're going to be on people's TVs quite a lot as the standalone game. They really, really are. And it makes sense. I mean, like, they are such a fun team to watch. I mentioned it with Allen and Mahomes. They are one of one in terms of plays that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at that. I'm happy with it. Honestly, though, I love the start of the schedule, the start of the season. I'm a big fan of it going into that. I would say Cincinnati game on November 5th. I'm a big fan of the start. You start with the Jets, which I've heard from a few people even on Twitter saying, you know, get the Jets early with Aaron Rodgers. They might not be, like, you know, completely there yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the perfect time to get them. I fully agree with that. You get Vegas with Jimmy Garoppolo. I fear them.
Home opener.
Yeah, I fear them so little it hurts. Washington, Sam Howell. I like Sam Howell, but I'm not in love with him. But I think he's going to beat the Bills. However, there is that Billsy loss in there. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
But you, and but I, one thing I do like on here too is the order of Miami. You get Miami at home in September, so we don't need to hear the weather complaints. We're
average,
not going to
average
hear
temperature of Miami in January this year, 74 degrees.
It's going to be nice.
So it's probably going to be nice. It's probably going to be nice.
It's going to be nice down there. It's the final game of this regular season too. So it's in January. That's great.
I love that. I'm all about that. Well, especially as well. It's not even just last year. It feels like we've played Miami in Miami very early in the season, like the last 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
It's felt like, I'm not going to
necessarily. Pretty sure we have.
I think we have. I'm not going to necessarily look that up because it's just a feeling more or less, but at least in 2020 and 2022, we played them very early in the season. Mm-hmm. I'm blanking on 2021, but I do know 2020 and 2022 that they were very early in the season.
They were.
I got to look up now. I want to know now, 2021.
I'm already looking at that Dallas game as a potential snow game.
Oh.
December 17th.
And we already know, like, I love Dak Prescott.
Same thing with New England, but that'll be like, but I think Dallas will be a game where, like, a couple of days before we're going to have like a big snowstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, up 2021, week two at Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's been the last few years that they have been there as early as humanly possible. I'm with you, though, on that snow game for Dallas, December 17th. And Dak Prescott flat out does not play well in cold weather.
No.
His numbers are not very good.
No,
I like the Cowboys. I don't love them. Now you give me that where he's in cold weather, has never really played that well in said cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And likely at that point, Buffalo's hunting down the one seed, likely, I would say. They're still one of the favorites, as long as there's not any huge injuries, I think they'll be one of those teams at the end of the year. Beating Dallas, yes, they're an NFC team, but just loading up on wins could be big, and it's just Dallas might be trying to do stuff in the NFC, but I think it's a bad draw for Dallas getting to Buffalo late in the season. But the beginning of the schedule I think is great. You get the Jets away, primetime. Bills have been great on primetime. We'll see what the Jets can be this year. Vegas, at home, your home opener, should be great. At Washington, yeah, that does nothing for me. Miami at home, we'll see how that was. Last year's games were very, very close, even with Skylar Thompson in last year. And that's just, I think Mike McDaniel's a great coach. I really, really like what he's doing there. Jacksonville at London. That one I'm iffy on just because they do play in London the week prior, so we'll see how that goes. New York Giants on Sunday Night Football. That's awesome.
Going to be fun.
That's awesome.
Dable's back.
I was going to say that's Dable's return. I think that's perfect. I think that absolutely fits. And also as well, the Bills get two home primetime games, which is something that we talked about I think the last 2 years of like, you know, are they really going to be able to get those? They allowed it where, you know, Kansas City and Philadelphia would have been easy Sunday night, Monday night games, and they were like, nope, put them in the 425 window. I loved that last year for Kansas City. I loved that last year that it was just it wasn't a standalone game, and you know what? It shouldn't be. Wait for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the playoffs when these two teams potentially are really going to go after it. I think the same thing with Cincinnati and Kansas City, but those two are going to play on primetime. That's fine.
Three primetime home games as well.
Yep, I love that. I love that so much. And because ultimately I'm not somebody that goes to a lot of these games, but you're also getting three, I think, very winnable primetime games: the Giants, Tampa Bay, and Denver.
Yeah,
and you know Tampa's gonna be Thursday Night Football, Giants Sunday Night Football, Denver Monday Night Football. I think those are all absolutely winnable games. Winnable games. Not even just winnable. You should absolutely win all of those.
Yeah, you should.
Because Tampa, I mean, what's Tampa gonna roll out there with? Baker Mayfield? We talked about it, right? Probably Baker.
Yeah.
If not Kyle Trask, which, like, either one of those, not really voting a ton of confidence. Now, that Monday night game against Denver, we will know what the Denver Broncos are at that point.
Yes.
With Sean Payton now in a second year with Russell Wilson being in Denver, first year with Sean Payton as head coach, we will know what Denver is by then. We'll know if they're the painful, poisonous watch they were last year, where I had to explain to my then-girlfriend when we're watching with her roommate's boyfriend, no, babe, I promise, Russell Wilson is really good. And the whole year, she would just be texting me going, are you sure? And I'm like, I promise I know my stuff. Like, this, I'm not joking. Like, I promise I know. That was the one time I've been rattled by, like, her being like, you positive on that one? And I'm like, no, but I was.
So I was at the time.
When I said that, I was like, yeah, this is going to be a sweet game. Like, the Seahawks are going to get blown out, and the Seahawks won that game. It was not good. But that should be a good game. I'm excited for that one. And then the Chargers, Saturday, December 23rd on Peacock. That should be interesting with streaming. I wonder. Frank, I don't know how much of a streamer you are in terms of having like all the TV networks. I have quite a few, but me and my family kind of split all of them between like the 10 of us. And it's like, you know, even my dad's side of the family, the 10 of us, like, we'll all split it.
I have Netflix that my parents use too, mm-hmm. But I only have YouTube TV. I think that game will still be on the local networks anyway, because I think you have to show the games on local networks.
Yes, I believe you do. So yeah, that should be there at least. But in terms of just everyone else watching, I wonder how the Peacock viewership is going to be. I really do. I know it is the way of the future. I know where it's going. But for me, I'm not the biggest fan of all of that.
Yeah.
Of just it, like, everything has to be on a streaming service. Get 15 of them. It's too much for me. Now, we do have the full Thanksgiving slate as well. You want to hear that?
Let's hear it.
Packers at Lions, 12:30, because, you know, get the Lions out of the way early, as per usual.
Who is Dallas playing?
The Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
4:30, baby. And then 8:20. I kind of like this game. Mm. 49ers at Seahawks.
Ooh, that's not a bad one.
That's not a bad one. Though, it did not become a good playoff game ultimately last year.
No.
But I like what the Seahawks are cooking. I really do.
One thing I can at least give the NFL is they at least made all the Thanksgiving games division games.
Yes, make them feel important.
Yes, make them feel important.
You're going to be at that point in the season where teams are hopefully going to be fighting for division titles or for seeding, and like that's where like the New Orleans game, I outside of the fact that I'm like, oh, you know, some fans are going to love going to New Orleans for Thanksgiving. Like, that's going to be cool. That's going to be awesome. Outside of that, I was like, yeah, but the Saints don't move the scale for me. They just don't. Now you get like all these division games. Some of these, you know, are previous, you know, playoff games. Like, that should be a lot of fun. The full Christmas slate. We do have three games on Christmas. Raiders at Chiefs, 1 o'clock. Giants at Eagles, 4 o'clock. Ravens at 49ers, 8:15.
That one's going to be
that
fun.
That should be an interesting one. Also interesting, though, the 49ers getting a few holiday games this year. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
They're a hype team.
Who's gonna be their quarterback?
We'll find out.
I think that's the thing. We're gonna find that out. That one's interesting. The full week one schedule. We do know the season kicks off that Thursday against the Chiefs hosting the Lions. They're gonna hoist their banners. It's gonna be the draft all over again, where everyone's like, oh my gosh, look at all their Lombardi trophies. It's gonna be amazing. Then we get to that Sunday. Panthers versus Lions, 1 o'clock. Texans versus Ravens. Bengals versus Browns. Jaguars versus Colts. Buccaneers versus Vikings. Titans versus Saints. 49ers versus Steelers. Cardinals versus Commanders. Your 4:25 window. Packers versus Bears. Raiders versus Broncos. Dolphins versus Chargers. Eagles versus Patriots. Rams versus Seahawks. Your Sunday night game is Cowboys versus Giants. That is bringing me back to my childhood, Frank. Week one, Sunday Night Football, always felt like it was Eli Manning versus Tony Romo. It didn't matter if they were good.
It was always going to be
Cowboys, Giants was going to be on Sunday Night Football. And then, of course, Monday Night Football, Bills at Jets for, well, Aaron Rodgers' debut for the Jets, which, if you're like me, you think it's a disaster. We'll see how that's going
to
go.
I would like to also point out the Chargers did an anime video again for their schedule.
Oh, they never miss! Yes! I gotta watch it when we go into a break. I'm so excited. They never miss.
It is just over 2 minutes long.
They never miss. They are perfect every single time. Because you know they were just waiting for this day.
Okay, so I'm on the tweet right now with the first part of the video paused, like it's paused and everything.
Oh, yeah.
The first screenshot is a receipt that says 27 to nothing.
They're ready.
When we go to break, we're going to watch it.
They are so ready. They're like, you thought we forgot.
We did not forget.
That we had the worst playoff loss imaginable. We never forget.
We never forget these things.
That's so exciting. I love that. All right, here is the entire Monday Night Football slate. Of course, it starts with Bills at Jets week one, Saints at Cardinals week two, Cleveland Browns at Pittsburgh Steelers week three, Philadelphia at Tampa Bay week four, L.A. at Bengals, week 5.
Falcons at Jaguars week 6. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm reading these wrong. We're going to have some doubleheaders. Sorry about that. So week 1 is going to be Bills at Jets. Week 2, we have two games. Saints at Carolina, Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Week 3, another doubleheader. Philadelphia at Tampa Bay, LA at Cincinnati. And then week 4, we're going to have two as well. However, this is Monday Night Football. I'm very confused by this now because we've got two, but they're different dates for week 4. All right. Well, whatever. Week 4, Atlanta at Jacksonville, and then Seattle at New York. And then we go to the single games. We've got Green Bay at Las Vegas, Dallas at L.A. Chargers, San Francisco at Minnesota, Raiders at Detroit, Chargers at Jets, Broncos at Bills, Philadelphia at Kansas City. That's going to be a fun Monday night game. That one I'm very excited for. I loved this year's Super Bowl. I thought it went great. I thought it went well. And I kind of left that game thinking that the Eagles should have won. So, I mean, that's going to be a game the Eagles are definitely circling on their schedule of, all right, here we go. Packers at Vikings, Bengals at Jaguars, Titans at Dolphins for week 14. There's a doubleheader again there because then the Packers are going to play the Giants. And then Kansas City at New England, Baltimore at San Francisco, and Detroit at Dallas. Detroit going to be on two Monday night games, Thanksgiving, and then they're going to open up Thursday night as well. Detroit getting a little bit of love here.
It's the hype.
It's the hype. The hype is there. The hype is absolutely
there. The hype is real.
I got to now know, just as like a, not a secret Chicago Bears fan, but as a Justin Fields fan who thought that like people could love them this year, I want to know if they have any primetime games.
I'm looking at the Thursday night games right now, too.
What do we got on, what do we got cooking right on Thursday
night? So obviously, Detroit, Kansas City is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Week 2 is Vikings at Philadelphia.
Okay.
Week 3 is Giants at Niners. Detroit at Green Bay, week 4. Bears, you just talked about them, at Washington.
That's gross.
Oh, man, it's going to be gross. It's going to be great. Bears at Washington, week 5. Week 6, Denver at Kansas City. Week 7, Jacksonville at New Orleans. Week 8, Tampa at Buffalo. We just talked about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Week 9, Tennessee at Pittsburgh. We were mentioning that one earlier with Pittsburgh. Week 10, Carolina at Chicago, going to be disgusting. But it's going to be Justin Fields versus Bryce Young.
I'm excited for that.
So that's going to be that's not bad. Week 11, Cincinnati at Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Week 12 is obviously Thanksgiving. We were talking about that. And then don't forget, Dolphins at Jets is playing on Black Friday.
Oh, yes, yes. I totally
and that's a 3 p.m. game.
I totally forgot we have a Black Friday game.
That's a 3 p.m. game. That's weird.
I kind of like that, though.
That just looks so weird.
Oh, that's 3 p.m. and not like 1 or 4:25? Yes. I agree with that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, just that way. Week 13, November 30th, Seattle at Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Week 14, New England at Pittsburgh. Week 15, Chargers at Raiders. Week 16, Saints at Rams. Week 17 is the December 28th is the Jets at Browns. And then there's a Saturday game, which is Detroit at Dallas. I think you had just mentioned that one as well. And then week 18, obviously, we don't know yet.
Oh, yeah, baby. Sunday night as well. Sunday night, I guess, though, I forgot about this. Sunday night is also the Thursday night opener for Detroit at Kansas City. But the week 1 Sunday night football, Dallas at New York.
Mm-hmm.
Week 2, Miami at New England. Week 3, Pittsburgh at Las Vegas. That's vile. That should never see the light of day. Can't wait to watch. Week 4, Kansas City at Jets. That's an interesting one. That one should be fun. Week 5, Dallas at San Francisco. We knew about that one, I think, from yesterday.
Yep.
New York at Buffalo. We knew about that one. Yep. Week 7, Dolphins at Philadelphia.
Okay.
I keep forgetting the Dolphins are now a fun team.
Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing them, and I'm like, ooh, I hate that. And then I'm like, wait a second. No.
But they're fun.
Tyreek Hill, Tua, like, that's fun. Week 8, Justin Fields, baby. Chicago at the Chargers.
Love it.
It's going to be fun. Week 9, Bills at Bengals. Yep. Week 10, Jets at Raiders. Week 11, Vikings at Broncos. Oh. Thanksgiving, 49ers at Seahawks. We talked about that one. Week 12, Baltimore at Chargers. Week 13, Chiefs at Packers. Week 14, Philadelphia at Dallas.
That'll be fun.
Week 15, Baltimore Jacks at Jacksonville. 16, Bengals at Pittsburgh, week 16, Peacock game, Bills at Chargers, and week 17, Packers at Vikings. The Packers and Vikings will always play a primetime game.
Patriots, Broncos as well on week 16.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
Ooh.
But like Minnesota and Green Bay, those two teams can be bad. Doesn't matter. You're going to get them on a Sunday night or Monday night.
And it's always going to be in December.
Oh.
Always.
Not a fan. You're going to love it. You're going to watch it. And I'm just not a fan. All right. I mean, so what are we feeling about the schedule so far? I mean, like, there's always those games that, like, you're going to hate. Absolutely. But ultimately, I'm pretty happy with it. I'm overall pretty happy with it. There's always going to be games on primetime I'm not going to like. But ultimately, I'm pretty happy. Now, there are four teams that did not get a single primetime game in there. Do we know who they are? I know who they are, so I'm looking at it, but
I wasn't fully paying attention.
Right. Houston is one of them.
Shocker.
Arizona.
Shocker.
Atlanta.
Shocker.
And Indianapolis.
Shocker.
Indy hurts a little bit.
That a little hurts. Is like, okay, I want to see. I want to see. Couldn't put Anthony Richardson on one.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, come on. And even with Houston with CJ Stroud, I was like, all right, they can get one, right?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, I'm looking for Carolina. Carolina's got two.
So happens when you have the number one overall pick.
Yeah, it's fair. Bryce Young is a little bit more of a draw than, I guess, Richardson. Because we're saying that as draft Twitter junkies, we're like, Richardson's God. Mm-hmm. And he needs to start day one, where the NFL might be like, is he going to play week one, though?
Like, Washington got a primetime game.
Washington has one. They have one single primetime game.
But they got one.
They do have one. With Sam Howell, baby.
Oh,
Sam Howell, the quarterback. He's a savior. Get out of here. He's a savior. Oh, man. Washington got one. And then two is Tampa Bay, Cleveland, Tennessee, Carolina, and the Rams. Three of them, New Orleans, Seattle, Jacksonville, and actually Miami only with three of them. That is actually
I'm
that is
surprised
a little surprising.
Miami only got three.
Four of them, Detroit, Chicago, Denver, Baltimore, Cincinnati, the New York Giants, New England, and Pittsburgh. At five, the Jets, Green Bay, Minnesota, Las Vegas, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. And four teams at the top with six, Kansas City, the Chargers, Buffalo, and Dallas. They're a draw, baby.
I'm a little surprised the Chargers are in there. Obviously, I shouldn't be because Justin Herbert, but I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, the one team that sticks out there. It should be Dallas talent-wise, but Dallas will always – they rate so highly in the ratings.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. The Chargers, though, I definitely agree with you. The Jets got a ton after getting Rodgers.
Well, of course.
Got a ton.
It's like I said, they're going to be they're the most hyped team into the season.
That's the thing. I'm sitting here and I'm like, who would I take out for the Chargers? I'm like, oh, the Jets. I'm like, oh, they already got five.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to give them another one. I think they kind of nailed it. I would like to see Philadelphia with six. I think that's
I would have liked to see Philly with more. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would probably just take the Chargers down to five, Philly at six. I mean, Philly and Dallas are playing a primetime game. You know that they are.
That's always
I was
going to
say, I can't remember the exact game, but I know they're playing one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, ultimately, I like the schedule. I kind of like where it's at. Like, this is good. I kind of dig it. The Bills, I really like where we're at in terms of the bye week, week 13, you're going to have at Philadelphia, bye at Kansas City. I think that's a very, very good run for the Bills. I don't think you can ask for much better than that, just because ultimately you got to play them at some point. And I, for one, didn't really want to get them out of the way early. I think if you got them out of the way early, that could really sting and kind of hurt the season. And you know, Frank, we were talking about it. It looks pretty good on paper in terms of, you know, what you've got here. I really like it.
Not as bad. Definitely not as bad. Do you like the December bye week?
Oh, I'm all about it.
You're all
the
about it?
The later, the better.
Yeah.
For me. I'm one of those people, the later, the better for the bye week, just ultimately because get healthy, a good reset.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really want it. My problem is when it's so early, you know, what's the point? You know, I think for a lot of these guys, it's we just started, we just got into a rhythm of things, and now some are going on a bye. Where I think week 13 will be the perfect, like, oh boy, we've desperately needed this. Like, this comes right at the perfect time. And I don't really think anyone ever says that at week five. Now, a big thing, too, is when do we get Von Miller back in the lineup? You know, you look around, I really like that we also got to wait till, you know, week 11, 12 to really start playing some of the big boys in Philadelphia and Kansas City. You likely are going to get Von Miller back by then. I think that's a big, big deal. I think it's going to be huge for this defense. That's when the Bills seemed unstoppable and that they felt like an inevitability to get to the Super Bowl is when that they were healthy. Those first like three, four weeks,
that you're just like the defensive line is just killing people. And really, it was until the Jets where Allen gets the UCL injury, you felt pretty good about where this could go. And now, hopefully, everyone's getting healthy. You've heard talks of Allen on the Kyle Brandt podcast. I think it's called the Basement Podcast. Talk about he's in the physical prime of his life, and he feels like the time is now to go win a Super Bowl. I wholeheartedly agree. He's 26, turning 27. I think absolutely that is the prime time to do it. And ultimately, again, like after the draft and seeing where this team has gone, I'm pretty happy with where the Bills are at. They could be better. The vibes could be better. Absolutely. I would have loved if they didn't lose to Cincinnati like that last year. If they had made the AFC Championship, I think we'd feel pretty good about like where they're at and everything like that. But, it is what it is. This year was always going to be a tough schedule. We've known the opponents for a while. Now we know when they match up. And ultimately, when you have teams like Philadelphia and Kansas City and Cincinnati on there, I think they got a pretty good break here. We are going to go to the phones. We've got Sean waiting in Dallas. Sean, welcome to the Nightcap, my friend. What do you got for me?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I'll tell you what. I'm excited. I got the recording of the NFL releasing the schedule, so I'm going to go home and watch that and see what they say about everything. But I'll tell you, I'm pumped the Bills. I live in Dallas, mm-hmm. and I'm going to tell you, I don't care. I hate the 1 o'clock games. I hate the how all the Bills fans, I want a 1 o'clock game. That's all I want. What in the world? Why is that? I'll tell you, I like prime time. I like Sunday night football. I like Monday night football. I like Thursday night. I like the night games. I like the primetime stuff. So I'm actually kind of excited. To be honest with you, the schedule looks tough. I'm really, I think we got a good team, but, man, this is a really good schedule mm-hmm. and a really tough schedule. I don't have anything, to say that, hey, we're going to dominate. We're going to go 13-3. I don't have that, but I'll tell you, man, it's a tough schedule. But I do think the Bills are a Super Bowl caliber team, and this is going to be a fun season, brother. This is going to be a fun season. I was kind of hoping for a Cowboys Bills Sunday night opening game. I thought that would have been lit in Buffalo. I thought the fans would have gone berserk. I'm actually okay with the Jets opening game because I do feel like the Jets are not going to be the same team that they'll be later as Aaron Rodgers kind of get to know his teammates a little bit better. So I think we got a good fix there. But, man, that's a tough game. The Jets are going to be mm-hmm. tough. The Dolphins mm-hmm. are going to be tough. We're in a tough schedule, man. This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I do like this day. I've been waiting for it for a long time. I'm glad to see the schedule come out. And I don't really have, it's not, positive or negative for me. It's right where – it should be, I guess.
Absolutely. Sean, man, thanks for the call. Bring in the energy. At 8:30 at night, Sean's ready to go.
Well, I mean, I could see it. I could absolutely see like how he doesn't like the 1 o'clock games from his perspective. He lives in Dallas, so
that'd be at 12, right?
I think it's 11? It's either Central or Mountain Time. Dallas is so it's a little earlier for him. So it's completely understandable that he would want the primetime games a lot more. And obviously, living in Dallas, you get the Cowboys.
They're an hour behind us. It'd be at noon.
So
that's tough.
It'd be at noon. Yeah, so it's a little understandable that he would want later games.
I love that Sean's there because I know too many Bills fans, including my buddy who's texting me today going, I can't wait for us to have 17 1 o'clock games.
Right.
And I'm like, brother, that's not gonna happen. He goes, yeah, I'm willing it, buddy. Yeah. I'm willing it. And I'm like, all right, I mean, you do what you gotta do, man. But that's the thing, is there's a lot of us out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of them. I like the good mix. But it's 6 primetime games is a little tough for me. I would love 4. I think that'd be perfect for me, but the Bills are a draw.
They are a draw. It's just Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a draw.
He is a blast to watch. Everyone loves watching him. Yeah. He's one of the more likable players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've kind of also gotten to a point. Now we're 6 years into his career? The storylines are building themselves. He doesn't have a Super Bowl yet. That is going to be a talking point
he
all year.
Hasn't been there.
Hasn't been there. Doesn't have an MVP yet, and yet he's one of the most exciting players in the NFL. There's going to be storylines there that you know, Monday night, Sunday night, and Thursday night can all talk about. Can't wait. Love it. Sean, thanks for the call, my man. We're going to take a quick timeout, but a reminder, coverage of the 2023 NFL schedule release on WGR is brought to you by Upstate Honda Dealers. To see the exciting all-new Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda Dealers today. You're listening to The Nightcap, and this is WGR. Cap here on WGR, Zach Jones and Frank Arcuri hanging out for about another half hour here as now we break down the Bills 2023 schedule. We do have the official schedule. It's been tweeted out by the Bills. If you can go over to NFL Network, they're going to be doing their live show over there. Everybody's has been tweeted out. It's pretty exciting now. And now that we have the schedule, we can officially pick the Bills. We are not Howard, though.
We are not Howard.
We are not Howard, but it's not going to stop us from picking the Bills. Absolutely not. We are going to absolutely go through that. And honestly,
Howard wants us to pick the Bills.
I was going to say, Howard wants anybody but himself to pick the Bills.
Exactly.
So we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Preseason. Don't care. I'm going to say 1-2. Done.
Sure.
I like it. We're going to win against Pittsburgh, and it'll be it.
Why not?
On to the regular season. Week 1, Monday Night Football versus the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers' debut. Frank, what are you feeling?
They win.
They win?
I think they win.
All right, so that's going to be a win. I'm also thinking a win. I'm going to have to go on a Google Doc so I can like make sure to like track everyone's numbers.
Okay.
All right, so we'll do that. So we're both at 1-1 for week one. Give me a second. I got to write it down.
Yep.
So sorry. I should have had this ready. It's fine. Everything's okay.
It was all improvised anyway, as we usually do.
I only improvise. This
my whole life is improvision.
Exactly. But that's the thing, is as long as like you keep to that, no one cares.
Yep.
So 1-0 through a 1 week. We both have them beating the Jets at MetLife Stadium for Monday Night Football. Week 2, the home opener against the Las Vegas Raiders. Frank, I think we're both sitting here too.
Win.
2-0. Yeah. 2-0 right there. Yep. 2-0. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo is the home opener too.
Yeah.
The stadium's going to be rocking. Like
always.
Always is. But I always for the home opener especially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the Raiders aren't really that good.
No, it's the other thing too. Oh. It'd be one thing if it was like Kansas City and it's like, I'm really pushing this whole home opener thing.
Yeah.
At Washington.
They win.
There's always that Billsy loss.
I don't think this is it.
I don't think it's early enough in the year.
I don't think this is it.
It's too early in the year.
I know which one it is.
Yeah, baby. All right, we're both at 3-0 here. Versus Miami at home. Finally.
At home.
We are not playing the Miami Dolphins in September in Miami. Sorry, though, this is going to be October 1st anyways. But
still, it's going to be nice out, so you could say the playing field's at least level there.
I'd agree. Yep, I'd agree.
This is going to be a back-and-forth game, I think.
It's
going to be a shootout.
I think for the next few years we're going to be in for very close Miami Dolphins games. I don't imagine we sweep them at any point.
I think they win this game, though.
I do, too. I think they win this one. I think there is still it's close enough to that remembering of, ooh, wow, Skylar Thompson almost beat us.
Yeah.
Tua's likely playing. I would be very surprised if
there's
the
Bills also usually start well.
They do usually start very well. So we both got them now at
4-0
here. Let me just change that right quick. On to week 5, Jacksonville in London. Jacksonville will be playing the week prior against the Atlanta Falcons, also in London. So they're going to have those extra days there to get used to it. Do you think it's going to play any difference?
I do. I think
you do?
I think this is the loss.
You think this is the loss? Is this the Billsy loss, or you just think this is a loss?
I think it's a Billsy loss.
Okay. All right. I think they do take down Jacksonville, but we are getting very close to the game. I think they will lose.
Yeah. My only thing with that is, obviously, as you just said, Jacksonville's playing Atlanta the week prior.
Mm-hmm.
So their bodies are going to be more well-adjusted to the time zone difference.
The time zone and just kind of
the Bills will
out.
Not.
Yep.
So I think this is going to be a game where they're probably going to be tired more often, and it's not going to be pretty.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. On to the next game, and that will be Sunday Night Football against the New York Giants. I don't think this is a Billsy loss because I'm having a tough time kind of finding it in the schedule. I think this is the one. I think they will lose this. They're typically very, very good on prime time, mm-hmm. but I think there's always that they're not going to win every single game in prime time. They're just not. So I think this is the one right here for me. They're going to lose to the Giants on Sunday Night Football at home. It is going to be one of those games where you're just like, seriously, they lost this. But ultimately, for me at least, they're 5-1. I mean,
I also think they lose this game.
So 4-2 for Frank, 5-2 for me. Then we go over to the next game. They've got at New England Sunday, one of the few 1 o'clock games. Sunday at 1 o'clock at New England. I think this is an easy win.
I think it's a win as well.
So we're going to go to 6-1 for me, 5-2 for Frank. On to the next one. Tampa Bay at home Thursday Night Football. I don't care who the quarterback is. That's a win right there.
They win.
That's a win. 7-1 for me, 6-2 for Frank. Cincinnati. At Cincinnati, Sunday Night Football, 8:20. I don't know about you. I'm at a point now, until they do beat the Bengals, I don't know if they can. And that's, they can. It's just until I see it, I won't totally believe it. So I've got Cincinnati.
I have that as a loss as well.
All right. So I'm at 7-2. You're at 6-3. Frank clearly hates the Bills. On to Monday Night Football, home against the Denver Broncos.
They win.
They win. All right. That's a win for both of us. Frank, it's 7-3. Me at 8-2. I clearly like the Bills more than Frank. Let's just all remember that. 4:25, home against the Jets.
I have a bit tougher time with this.
I was going to say, because this is the thing, too. Do they sweep the Jets?
I don't think so.
It's tough for me to think that they're going to sweep the Jets.
I think they lose this game.
I can't imagine they split with both the Dolphins and the Jets. It is down to which quarterback do I trust more for the other team. And while I don't like Aaron Rodgers, the durability of Tua scares me. So I am also going to chalk this down to a loss. So you're at 7-4, right? Because you have this as a loss as well?
Yes.
All right, and then I'm at 8-3. If the Bills, it's only a one-game difference, but if we're going into Sunday 4:25 at Philadelphia at 7-4. How do you think Bills fans are feeling at that point? How are you feeling at that point?
Anxious.
Anxious. It's very anxious. Is the one seed kind of out the door already?
Like, no, it's not out the door, but there's going to be other teams around you that makes you think, can they actually do it?
Yep. And funny enough, at 8-3, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, but this could go south real fast.
Yeah.
Next up at Philadelphia, 4:25. They might be the most talented team in football.
Loss.
I think there's a loss as well. So you've got, or we've actually both.
So going
got,
into the bye week, I'm at 7-5.
I'm at 8-4, and that's two straight losses as well. That is
and
tough.
And that's losing 3 of 4.
That is losing 3 of 4 as well. Wow, that is tough. Going to the bye week at Kansas City, following the bye week, 4:25. The Bills just seem to do very, very well against Kansas City in the regular season at Arrowhead. I think they win this game. So now you are at 8-5, which, to be fair, 7-6 is a catastrophe at that point. If that does happen, I'm at 9-4. I think for both of us, though, the one seed is feeling like a bit of a distant feeling a bit. But I do imagine how this season ends for us. We're going to have a little bit of fun here. But before we do that, before we finish up, Brayton Wilson on the Western Hotline, he's hanging out with us as well. Brayton, how you doing, my friend? How do you feel about the schedule? Me and Frank are picking the Bills. How do you feel about the schedule?
Well, first off, I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
You know, it's a pretty tough schedule. I do have to admit, I'm looking at things here, and certainly, you know, looking right off the bat, you get some easier games. I mean, the game opener against the Jets is not necessarily simple, but I feel like the Raiders and Commanders are simple games. Jacksonville's going to be a tougher game, as is the Giants. But, you know, I think their beginning part of the schedule looks okay. But then as you get to the second half of the schedule, things start to toughen up just a little bit for them. You know, overall, though, certainly an intriguing schedule with how things play out. I'm very happy that the Bills are playing the Dolphins in Orchard Park to not go down and have to play in the South Florida heat early in the season. Mm-hmm. And, I think they've got a decent amount of games early in the season. I like the 1 p.m. starts early and then followed by the
a lot of 425s
later on.
Yeah.
A lot of 425s.
And, you know, I was thinking about something on my way home from work earlier today. Those 4:25 games, especially like the Eagles and the Chiefs and even the Cowboys, that's a perfect setup opportunity for the NFL to look at the schedule, see how everything's playing out, and let's just say that the matchups are not so good. They can look to those games and be like, oh, yeah, the Eagles against the Bills, or oh, yeah, the Chiefs against the Bills, or oh, yeah, mm-hmm. the Cowboys against the Bills. Let's flex those games to Sunday mm-hmm. Night Football and move whatever game was on Sunday night that's not so good
yep.
down to the 425 mm-hmm. slot. So, yeah, yeah the Bills right now, they're yep. scheduled for, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
Six primetime games. Yep.
Primetime games plus the London game. Mm-hmm. They could easily play more than six. They probably could play one, maybe two more primetime games, depending on how things play out.
If you count the London game as a primetime game, that'd be seven. And then there's the possibility of that Miami game being primetime as well. Right.
Yeah, that right, one's still like just straight up a TBD. Yeah. I mean, we're waiting on that.
It depends. I don't know. Like, I don't remember how they do the final week. It might. I think last year every game was at one, wasn't it? Or like there was like the one and then the 425s.
It's all based on just what is the most intriguing matchup that has playoff implications.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Like last year it was, I think the...
Oh, wait, last year's Sunday night game was Detroit and Green Bay.
Right.
Yes.
So it could be that kind of game.
Yes.
Right. At that point, Green Bay was trying to get themselves into the playoffs,
yep.
and the Lions knew they were out already because Seattle had
won earlier game. That day.
So yeah. ridiculous.
Right. So,
I was so mad as a Lion believer.
Right. It could certainly turn into more primetime games for the Bills at the later part of the season, but, I mean, six primetime games right now certainly is very intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Real quick, Frank, me and you only have four more games left to pick, so we'll mm-hmm. do that here real quick. We both have us beating Kansas City out of the
yes,
bye week.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So right now, Brayton, if you haven't heard, right now Frank's got the Bills sitting at 8-5. I've got the Bills sitting at 9-4.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got Dallas at home, 425. We've just all talked about it, potentially a flex game, but right now 425. I think this is where the Bills go on a bit of a heater here. I have them winning this game as well. Frank's nodding his head. Absolutely.
I agree. They win this game.
Absolutely. Brayton, what do you feel about this game? Do you think this is a win as well? How do you feel
the
about
Dallas?
Dallas
one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys are always intriguing because we all know Dallas Cowboys fans love to hype the team up so much when, you know, let's just remember Mike McCarthy is their head coach. They could have a great regular season, but then next thing you know, they get to the playoffs and you end up having Ezekiel Elliott taking a snap on the final play of the game when you need to score a touchdown or you lose.
Buffalo also does play the NFC typically well.
This is true. This is very true.
Yeah,
yes.
They always have. Yeah, so, I mean, it certainly is intriguing. It helps that it's at home, too, especially.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, at that point, if it's December 17th, there could be weather implications
That's what we were talking about coming into the hour when the schedule was released. Like, I'm looking at that as a snow game.
Yeah,
I'll give the Bills the advantage there.
All right. Next up, Saturday at the L.A. Chargers, 8 p.m. It's a Peacock game. I will believe the Chargers when hell freezes over. That's a win.
I think it's a win as well.
Yeah, baby. 11-4 for me, 10-5 for Frank. Frank, do you believe at this point the one seed is still attainable for
one
the Bills?
One seed is still in play.
Oh, baby. Versus New England, that's at home. It's one of the few 1 o'clock games for the Bills. Do they sweep New England?
Yes.
Absolutely. Same here. 11-5
so
for Frank.
11-5.
12-4 for me. Okay. Final game, Miami. Again, TBD, January 6th or 7th. It's at Miami, though. Taking a win here. I said it. Between the Jets and Miami, I think one of those two is going to get swept by the Bills. I trust just barely the Jets quarterback play more to at least steal one win from the Bills. Miami, I just don't know about the durability of Tua long term. I really don't. So I got the Bills winning there and ultimately being 13-4 and absolutely in play for the one seed there.
I think
could see Mike White that game.
Oh, we could. Yeah,
that is so sweet.
If Tua gets hurt, obviously.
I'm going off this assuming Tua's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they lose.
Oh, 11-6. Frank's bringing it back to the 2021 vibes, which might not be bad. Bills finished 11-6 that year, and ultimately that's the 13-second year.
This has kind of been my whole thing with the Bills going into this offseason is like, I have a feeling they're going to take a step back this year. And now you're seeing two teams in their division, one get better by mm-hmm. adding Aaron Rodgers, another team get better by just having the guys that they have another year together. Yeah. So I think that Miami game is going to be for the division. I think Miami wins that game, and they're going to win the division because of that win. The Bills will. I have the Bills making the playoffs as a wild card team this year.
If that's the case, Frank, if that's the case that they're playing for the division, that game might very well be the Sunday night game.
That's kind of what I'm thinking as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right,
that would be really fun.
That's going to be interesting. All right, boys, we're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show as we break down the 2023 schedule release of the Buffalo Bills and the NFL. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. You're listening to The Nightcap, and this is WGR. Quick final segment here as we wrap up the night. And a reminder, coverage of the 2023 NFL schedule release on WGR is brought to you by Upstate Honda Dealers. To see the exciting all-new Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Zach Jones, Frank Arcuri, and Brayton Wilson on the Western Hotline. Real quick, gentlemen, let's give our thoughts real quick on the 2023 Bills schedule. At least for me, 6 primetime games, barely any 1 o'clock games. The Bills absolutely are still one of the marquee draws in the NFL right now.
It's all because of Josh Allen.
Joshy Poo does it.
Josh Allen has a lot of leg in the NFL as one of the better players. So they deservedly get all of the spotlight in the NFL. And I'm going to give my prediction of 12-5 for the Bills this year. By the way,
12-5. Okay. I'm at 13-4,
and then I'm at 11.
You're 11-6.
Yeah.
And having us lose the division to Miami.
Yep.
Interesting. People won't know this, but Frank immediately went to the break. He's like, I bring the negative vibes, baby. Like, he was very proud of it. I'm all about it. I love it.
Still mad about what happened last season.
It's all right.
So.
I think we all are.
We all are.
But it's good. But the schedule does leave open that room of you can be absolutely positive. I'm very much on the positive end with this team. I absolutely am. And it does leave room to be a little hesitant on them. I absolutely agree. Gentlemen, thank you so much for tonight. Usually I do this show alone.
Thank you, Zach.
I could not have done this show alone without you guys. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone listening. We'll be here to break down the rest of the schedule, of course, tomorrow, starting at 6 in the morning. Sneaky Joe DiBiase and Nate Geary, followed by Sneaky Joe and Sal, and then Mike and Chris in the afternoon. And I'll be back tomorrow night as well, starting at 7. You've been listening to The Nightcap, and this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.